Welcome to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast, where we talk about life because it happens to everyone, along with some great indie musicians' Q&A sessions. So come aboard, kick back, and let's vibe.
Welcome to this week's guest from the TZB Show, my main man Toot Sweets and his cohort, Gerald Craig. What's happening, fellas?
Oh, man, you know, everything is everything.
My man, you know, Nate, when Nate told us we're coming on the show here, I thought it was, on live and we're going to be on the camera. I was in the makeup room there getting my makeup done. Jill was like, no, this is just on the radio.
Is this audio on, fellas?
Same here. I've never looked so good. I can't believe it.
They put on the clean shirts and brush their teeth for nothing. I'm sitting over here in my pajama hat. I'm like, still got this drool from my sleep. Unshaven.
Oh, too funny.
Hey, that's what it is. I'm good. How you guys doing, man?
Things are good, man. I got to tell you, I've never been so excited. We just we're starting off with a whole new show. It's coming up on Sunday the 10th of December, and we are so excited, and guess who's going to be our first guest on the show?
Wonder what knucklehead you're going to have on the first show.
It's the same always, knucklehead the every time.
Every one of my first shows.
Yes.
We're going to have, it's me and Gerald, and then we have Rich Chuck Diesel. He's also part of the show on Sundays.
The D's.
And we got another guy coming on, my friend Jason. This guy's awesome. But then we have the man of the hour who always graces us with his presence every time I've ever done anything. My man, Nate, my right hand. Nate, I got to tell you, brother, I love you. And we're so excited that we're going to, first of all, we're excited to be here today. And we are excited that you're going to be with us on our first opening show.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. This time we got to hit make sure we got the record button so we don't lose the first show again.
That is so funny. We had Nate.
That happened to me. That didn't happen to you, did it?
No, that happened to me.
Yeah, it happened to Nate too.
Didn't it really? Oh my God.
That was a great show.
Yeah. That was when I was first learning how to do all the technical stuff. I never did it before on my other shows. I always had somebody else doing it. And I'm learning how to do it. So Nate comes on. We're on D Live. And we had everything recorded. I had the thing. I thought everything was there. I'm like, all right, this is great. Next thing you know, the D-Live only saves the show for 3 days. And then it deletes.
Oh, dude, I remember that. Yes.
We didn't realize this. So I thought, I'm like, all right, because, you know, we had so much things I'm trying to do. And I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to get that. You know, it's over there. I go to get it. I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, where is this thing? They're like, oh, I'm looking around. I'm like, it has to be somewhere. They're like, oh, they deleted it. Gone forever. Yeah. You know how they say nothing's ever gone on the internet?
Lies.
Do a show on D-Live. And don't forget it. So, it's gone forever.
They need to be called D-Lies, not live, because they were lying.
Yeah, that was a little bit of a lie.
Everything is forever.
So the only people heard that show, it was a live event, and that's it. Whoever heard it that day, that's all.
Yeah, and unfortunately, at that time, we didn't really have a big audience.
Well, the three people that did hear it, they was blessed.
So those three people, they really
they got something else that the other part of the world don't have.
Oh, man. Unbelievable.
So, and, Toots, what's up? What's up, man? So, you come off of two other successful shows. Now Joe, what are you over there smoking?
I covered up
the whole world just heard it.
That was a disgusting sneeze.
But I was getting attacked by a wild dog for a second.
I thought I blocked that out. Dang, I'm sorry.
Sound like
jeez.
A wounded seal or something. But anyway, Toots, so you're progressing on. Now you're the man behind the board, and you're operating stuff now that one of your biggest fears was to operate all this technical stuff. Man. But,
it's so much work.
You've been around for a minute, so I hope you picked up a few skills.
I did. And you know what? You know what the funny thing is? Like, you did it too. You jumped right into it and you picked it up really good. And you did.
Well, I had to. I didn't have a budget to pay nobody.
Yeah, I know. I know. That necessity makes you do things a lot better.
Yep.
I was like getting lazier and lazier. And once I jumped into it because of necessity, it wasn't that hard. It wasn't as hard as I thought it was. You know, it's one of those things where you're a little scared until you jump in. You got to just jump
in.
Yeah, you do.
You know, you can't procrastinate it. And I did it now, and I actually like it. It's really interesting, and it's something that I think everybody should know how to do, you know, because this is the wave of the future. Don't worry, Gerald. Gerald, I always thought that I was the most least with the new technology. Gerald's still trying to figure out how to use the beeper.
Hello? You want to talk about a Luddite? Hello?
Beeper.
Oh, man.
So, Tooch, what's the new show entails now, the TZB show?
Okay, so the TZB show, it's going to be a little more – it's going to definitely be a little more edgy, and it's going to be more of a talk show. We're going to be really talking things out, just to get to know the personalities and giving a little bit of a different take on what's going on politically, but keeping it more fun and a lot of laughter and a lot of just goofing around and great guests coming on here and there. Just a real fun time. I that's what I'm envisioning, and so hopefully that vision comes true.
Well, hey,
you know how that goes.
So, and Gerald, what's going to be your part?
Being a dude.
Ooh, a real dude.
So, I mean, you know,
bring back dudes.
I loved the ladies, Songbird, Bless, Misty. Hey, but you know, I mean, come on, let's be real. It's a whole different thing when you're in a group with the women, you know, you gotta be a cool guy and say,
gentleman.
You know, yeah, respectful. You can't be going and picking your nose and stuff and farting and shit, you know, come on. God, see, I thought I could just fart and pick my nose. What the hell? No boogers? Come on, man.
Joe is making dudes great again.
Going back to the locker room talk.
In this world of emasculating men, we are going to make dudes great again. Ooh, I like that. In a world of emasculating men, we are going to make dudes great again.
Yeah. So we got a disclaimer. We love the women.
Yes. Love the women. Come on now. That's not what I was saying. I'm just saying it's going to be different.
Gerald's going to be our token fairy boy.
Yeah, really. Okay. I'll bring back the women in the best way I can. Hello, boys.
Remember Geraldine from the Flip Wilson show?
Oh, yeah. Oh dude. Are you kidding me? Yes. I can be Geraldine, honey. We ain't getting rid of no women with me.
Oh man, that's funny.
So folks, this is an example of what the show is going to be like.
Remember Jerry Seinfeld? He did a show about nothing. Well, that's where I basically we're going to do the radio version of a honeymoon show, basically about nothing.
Okay.
Pretty much.
First guest, I won't eat any beans the night before.
Yes, please don't eat any beans. It'll end up being like a remake of Blazing Saddles, man.
I'll be the one fun.
Yeah. Hey, so on a separate note, I literally just came out with a book. I just finished my book. I got a hardcover book that I think everybody is going to love. And actually, you got a little cameo in there, my man, Nate. You got a little cameo in there, my man.
Wow.
Yeah, because when I wrote this, it's about the early years. This book is about the early years. It's called the Magical Musical History Tour, and it's a documentary that I wrote. I documented history through music, and this goes back all the way back to like 2008 or so to around 2013. And what I did was I took 30 songs of mine that I wrote in that particular time frame, and each song is a chapter. So every chapter is one of my lyrics for that chapter, is the lyrics for the song. And then I describe exactly what I was thinking at the time, what happened, why I wrote that song. So there's 30 songs, and then with each song is also a video. So there's a movie for each chapter. So 30 videos, 30 songs, and 30 chapters, 30 lyric pages, and 30 chapters. And it's the story of how we got here today. Like, how did we get here today? Why does Trump call them fake news? Well, guess what? Back when we were doing this in the Tea Party, my first album was called Extra Extra, Read All About It, All About the Fake News. That was back in 2009. Right? And the Rhino Republicans. Well, guess what? When we took back the House in 2010, right? Obama literally said, oh, we got it. It was a shellacking. Well, guess what? The shellacking, we took back the House, but then they were all Rhino Republicans. We took back the House and nothing happened. We were like, they were all rhinos. So we were the ones talking about rhinos. We were the ones talking about the fake news. Trump comes in 2016 and literally took over the movement that we had started that had no leadership. We needed a leader. That's how we ended up here today. People don't know that story, that all of this was happening way before Trump. So they keep saying, you're in a Trump cult. No, we're not in a Trump cult. Trump actually became the leader of the movement that we started about freedom. It's these idiots on the left that are in a cult. They're like so brain dead. What are we, Ukraine? They all got a Ukraine sticker. Now it's like Palestine, you know, whatever they told to do. I mean, I've never seen anything like this before.
But now, hold on. Were you the first one to use the phrase fake news before? You know, mainstream. The first one to say fake news was Obama and not Trump. Trump stole it and made it better.
What Obama did was Obama used the word projection. He projects everything. So whatever he said was a projection on what they're doing. So when he says the news is fake, you know, he's projecting that.
Exactly.
That it's not the news that he talks about, not the mainstream media. That's all real for him. But he's projecting that, all that other independent news is all fake and it's all misinformation and they don't know, you know, they're trying to muddy up the waters. That's all projection.
Yeah, he was calling the truth fake news, which is bullcrap.
What we did was we were calling it, I mean, I don't know if we used the word fake news. We just said the news is full of shit.
Yeah, we know.
I mean, it's the same thing.
We knew it was propaganda.
Just in a different way we said it. And that's what my whole first album actually read all about. It was all about the fake news. It was about the New York Times. How they're just lying about everything. So the rhinos, we said, rhino is actually a word that was said even before we did. But we were the ones who made rhino popular, but then Trump took it to a whole nother level. Everything that we did, Trump took it to a whole nother level because of his popularity, and he brought a whole new younger group into the movement because our movement was a little more older. It was people that, you know, retired and they just saw our country going in a really bad way.
Hey, too, it's pretty much Trump brought the pop culture in it.
Yes,
you know, that type
Trump
of
really
mindset.
Did. And the guy who was trying to do that, but they wiped him out, they whacked him, was Andrew Breitbart. Andrew Breitbart was trying to bring this in.
He was bringing a hammer. He wasn't taking prisoners.
He was the first guy. Yeah, and he was the first. He was the one who coined the phrase, you know, that politics is pop culture is the beginning of the political. I forget exactly what he said, but there was he was the one who knew that pop culture, all politics starts from pop culture. And actually there's a whole chapter because I knew Andrew Breitbart, and there's a whole chapter on Andrew Breitbart when I wrote the song Enough is Enough. I wrote for Andrew Breitbart and I explained exactly how that thing came about, because that's a wild story. When you read the book, you're going to hit the floor when you see
it. Politics is downstream from counterculture. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. Politics is downstream from pop culture or counterculture. That's what Andrew Breitbart said. He knew the importance of pop culture, and I used to talk to him all the time every time I would see him. And he was the only one. Nobody else got it, you know. All this whole movement, Glenn Beck's and Hannity's and Fox, they didn't understand what pop culture was. They had no clue, and they didn't even know that there was a whole pop culture movement. I would say, Nate was definitely part of it, a big part of it.
Zoe
was a big part of it. And before that, there was a band called Poker Face that I had the pleasure of meeting. And these guys were doing it. They were like Ron Paul guys, you know, so they were even before all of us. But Zoe was the biggest one out of all of us. Zoe was my inspiration, and I'm sure yours too, Nate.
Oh, yeah.
Because when I saw Zoe, I was like, damn, man. I didn't know. Is anybody else doing this stuff?
And
like,
he's a brother, too. Like,
I feel. Yeah. And then all of a sudden I ran across Zoe, and then of course I came across you, and a big part of it was Lisa May and Big Dog.
Big Dog Music.
Yeah, and Big Dog Music was the ones who they were the ones who took us all in, and that was our home right there.
Yep.
And unfortunately, nobody on the right understood and put money into it and let this thing take off where we could have been something, you know?
Shout outs to Lisa May.
They didn't get it. Yeah, Lisa May.
You know what you said about Poker Face, it reminded me of one of my really bad jokes. Do you know how to wake up Lady Gaga? You poke her face. poke her face. God, Jesus. Yeah,
we're so good right now.
We need a duty.
I need a duty on that one. I'm calling duty on that. Man. But, yeah, man. I mean, it's been such a wild ride. And I got to tell you, and I know a lot of people, and Nate, and I love talking to you, Nate. Nate, when you first came on, and you totally was like, you transitioned. Nate transitioned.
I had to for my health.
He had to for his health, and he came on, and all of a sudden, I'm like, am I talking to Barry White, or is this, who the hell is this guy? He's like, hey, Tootsie, how you doing, baby? I'm like, Nate.
I'm done with him.
He's like, yeah, man, it's me. It's Brother Smooth, man. It's Brother Smooth Love. We got love in the room. It's all about love. I'm like, love, but what love? I want to go.
Hey, peace and love, baby.
Nate was your brother love. I'm like, wow, this is, remember the remember that movie with what the hell is it? Buddy Love. It was the Weird Science, not Weird Science. It was an old movie. I think Eddie Murphy did a remake.
Eddie Murphy was Buddy Love, yeah.
Buddy Love, yeah.
Professor Clump.
The original one was with Jerry Lewis. It was with Jerry Lewis. It was called
The Nutty Professor.
The Nutty Professor. That's what I'm like, wait. Nate was always like, man, these people are making me sick. Next thing you know, I was like, hey, baby, how you doing? Buddy Love. I'm like, what's going on?
I gotta save my heart, man. They were stressing me out.
Buddy Love, yeah.
I got let down too many times in the political arena by people you think that's gonna do their job. And I was like, man, let me get out of here and start a podcast.
Dude, and you're so right, bro, man. I mean, it is so disappointing. We've been disappointed so many times. And that's why I pray to the Lord, because we've been doing this for a long time, all of us. And Gerald, too. Gerald's a really good, great musician as well. And Gerald's got a lot of great music.
Oh, yeah, he got some hits.
And it's what a pleasure to hang with Gerald. He's like my brother, man, for this guy. He's a maniac. He's crazy, brother. He's crazy. He's my crazy cross-dressing Geraldine. He's my brother Geraldine. So back then when we were doing it, so we've been doing this for such a long time. And now all I do every day is I just pray for, I go, Lord, please. I've been in this mess for such a long time. Just don't take me before I see how this damn movie ends. I just want to see this thing end. I want to see the way this ends. And I think we're coming up I think the crossroads are finally here, because I thought that this would end 5 years ago, 10 years, you know, because we've seen it. We've been in the know for so long. So
yeah, for us, Toots always optimistic about this crap.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but seeing coming, maybe we want
to
go ahead and kick the bucket now.
No,
man.
Don't kick the bucket. Just keep the faith.
Did you hear what Numbnut's son was saying, Hunter? A couple of days ago, him saying, "Hey, they want to kill me. They want me dead." This is exactly what you were talking about with Obama. They tell you the things that they are doing or that they're gonna do. I was saying before, like 3 or 4 TZB shows ago, man, I'm seeing too much of what they're doing to try to get somebody to kill Trump. They let you know.
Beforehand, so they don't have no guilt conscience and no karma come back.
Yeah, on. Hey, like, man, they were looking to kill me, so it makes sense that they would even kill their own. They're setting us up for what they're planning on. I was bummed I didn't like hearing that crap, man. It bothers me.
Take it from the smooth. Turn off the news.
Take it from the smooth. Turn off the news. Take it from the smooth.
I feel like I'm over here with gloom and doom over here.
That sound like,
dude, I so pray I'm wrong. Oh my God, do I pray? Because I want to see it, man. I want to see Trump I want to see us get vindicated. Trump to win again.
It sounds like
I need to
song.
Know that America's gonna still be around. Toots. And that's not gonna happen unless Trump.
Sound like a new song, Toots. Take it from the smooth. Yeah.
Take it from the news.
Tune out of the news and tune into the smooth.
I'll tell you that stuff will have you with ulcers and headaches and migraines. Whatever is important to you, it should be your peace of mind and your stress levels to bring down to
it
normalcy.
Definitely takes a toll on you, man. I mean, my hair got gray.
What do you have the show for, Tooth?
I feel like Moses after he sort of burned a bush, you know. after these five years, they're like, what the hell happened to this guy?
Yep. Yeah. Tooth, when we met, I didn't have all this white hair on my chin.
No.
So I had to back out of the arena, man, and watch it.
The only one who looks better as time goes on is Trump. I've never seen anything like it. Obama aged. They all age. Trump, this guy looks
the same. Everything.
And he's the only one that's getting everybody coming after him. It's amazing.
Unbelievable.
Well, anyway, we was here to talk about the TZB show. Oh, I guess that's part of it.
Yeah, pretty much. So, a bunch of dudes farting. Yeah,
old farts farting.
I think we're gonna call this mouth farting. We've
farted out so much, a bunch of farts.
We're gonna be talking so much shit. This is like mouth farting. We're gonna.
But so, Toots. So that's the book. The book is out, right? They can find it where?
The book is out. You can go to tootsiebomb.com. TOOTZBOMB. tootsiebomb.com. And you can grab the book. It's right there. It's actually been published on Lulu, and it's a great read. And I think everybody's going to love it, man. I really do. It tells the whole story of exactly what happened. I mean, we were there. You're going to relate to everything. You know, for anybody who's there is going to relate to anything. And people that weren't there are going to be like, wow, I never knew that all this was going on behind the scenes. You know, because a lot of people just found out about politics after Trump started running. I mean, I got so many people in my family that never voted or nothing. You know, they're like, oh, that was the first time I ever voted. So he brought in a whole new crowd. And this is the story, how we ended up getting here. So hopefully everybody who's interested in that will go check it out. It's a great read and a lot of fun.
Cool. So, Toots, I heard you got a new song out, too. Let's talk about it.
I have a new song out. Yes, I got a new song out. This one goes out to that person that Gerald was just talking about, the dopey idiot son over there, and it's called Cocaine in the White House. It's called Cocaine in the White House. And this is actually, I dumped everything into this track because this is the last song I'm going to write for a while. I'm working on a couple other projects, so I'm not going to be in the studio making music anymore. So I put it all out into this one. And then probably until middle of next year, I'll be coming out with another track. So this is the last one for a while. So hopefully.
Okay, well, let's give it a shot and see what it do. This is called Cocaine in the White House by Toots Sweets. You can find it on Rumble too. Tooch page on Rumble is Tooch Sweets TZB. Yeah, so check it out. This is Cocaine in the White House. Did you know that over 92% of people in the United States are deficient in one or more vitamins or minerals? Unfortunately, the foods we eat just don't have enough of the vitamins and minerals our bodies need to maximize our immune systems, strengthen our organs, and help our bodies perform at their best. It's also the reason why so many people get sick. In fact, over 80% of patients who got COVID-19 were deficient in vitamin D, and up to 82% critically ill patients are deficient in vitamin C. The fact is, we need supplements. And now, for the first time ever, you can get the highest quality, most complete supplements on the market for prices that anyone can afford. With Live Good, you can afford to be healthy. Check out joinnatenow.com and check out the 6-minute video. Leave a good name and email and we'll get with you with more information. Have a great day.
Pass me that bag. What bag? The bag I gave you. The bag you gave me. Oh, shit. I must have found out my
straw, rock candy galore. A smell of cheap perfume, hookers passed out all over the floor. Reflection in the mirror ain't familiar no more. But I recognize this place as if somehow I've been here before. Look over there. Yeah. I think I see lavish and clear in a cheap hotel with a strange man playing tricks that they're marijuana over banya everywhere. Nobody cared until he got caught blowing bubbles on a chocolate eclair. I'll take a pizza by medium rare. Mind your business, keep your distance, move along. Don't you stop and stare. And I want to kiss and tell what the hell. No one plays fair. Tip the waiter, I'll see you later. I'm getting the fuck out of here. You're creepy, sleazy, you're touchy-feely. Sniffing little girls like Hunter Sniff, Parmesan, Fettuccine. Check it out, young boys like young boys. Check out our cheeks in bikinis. Oh, you see it, twisted pedophiles need to meet the guillotine.
Class is in session.
Pay the comply with liberalizer. End up in liberal detention. Masses of deception. Hypocrisy is their greatest virtue. Rejection their greatest weapon.
We still ain't learned our lesson.
About this evil, most people still have a hard time comprehending. Johnny cured his liberal heartburn and Nazi woke into gesture. Rotten to the core, countless chicks of this. They teach our kids what to think, not how to think, and who to believe. Global warming, climate change, but here's how liberals deceive. As a kid in the 70s, they said we don't die in a deep freeze.
It's another rigged election.
We're turning a peaceful protest into a false flag insurrection. Skin color is their obsession. Cause we got 99 problems and one of them ain't our complexion.
In the white.
Time's running out on a DC doomsday. Clock 51 gonna stop on liberal pigs. Lied about Hunter's lay up top. Treason won't stop until we finally gain a swamp of every crooked politician and deep state dirty cop. Everything you hate by Trump's everything you support. Even a brain dead liberal can't be this stupid or so I thought it way they've been caught. Now it's time we make them pay. I like my goodbyes short when it comes to crimes against humanity.
I'm trying not to be so condescending.
But they believe the rich is critical mess and I'm no pretender. Stupidity, life or not, you're defending. Depopulation's your agenda, and life is what we're protecting.
One thing they never told ya.
If they chose Hillary first, and then Obama game over. Hitler made his fate in Operation Barbarossa. Russian vodka, martini, turn models of cocktail, mimosa. Don't let Lucifer wait, take the elevator down, get off at Hell's Gate. Your Satan's new class clown now. No more he, she, they, I'm fucking around. Cause the devil don't give a fuck about your woke psychotic pronouns. Simpson had Delilah, Napoleon, Waterloo, the dope of Greenwich Village, Governor Gargoyle. Pete the Boo, let me introduce COVID to you. The election season, no flu, as evil as Knievel, steering needle, cooking voodoo.
Stop
complying with the man-made disease. God forbid you catch a cold, suddenly call for your sneeze. They let illegals in and let them vote without ID. You wanna eat, show me your vaccine passport, please. You can't talk all night until you're blue in the face with a brain that's semi-psychotic, twisted, won't liberal basket case. Here's a dollar if you see it is place. Go to Ukraine, it's counting fodder, help you populate the human race.
We will not comply.
Don't tread on.
We will not comply.
We'd rather live free or die. Live free or die. And a Gatling gun, Tetsuyama, Luana, walk with mama, having fun. A silver bullet, Magamole, giving it salty till kingdom come.
Got nowhere to hide, nowhere to run.
Sleepwalkers walking the wrong days of talking and done. You suckers mess with the wrong motherfucker, your time has come. Cause Trump got 91 indictments and you liberal bitches ain't won.
You're in a much better place now, my friend.
Give a little hell up in heaven until we all meet here once again. Don't know how it all ends, but it starts with complacency. Something I don't recommend. Never complain about the
Munchies, he reigned. Ultra Mega Supreme. Sport milk, he turned to Bavarian cream. No matter good times or bad, Dirty Troop was living the dream. Much love to the family. Boom at the PSP. Pamphlet, Raiden, Stomper, Soko, Spectre, and Timothy. Eric, Barbara, Dawn, Sassy, Q, Chris, and Sandra D. For speaking truth to power and always keeping it classy. Swaggles on acoustic, Tetsy, Army guitar. Soulful sounds of a girl, salty, sweet as a candy bar. Sleepy, the swagger lines, living the dream repertoire. In honor of Josh, rest in peace, heavenly superstar. In peace, superstar. And you're a spiritual inspiration, a guardian from afar. Rest in peace, superstar. It's such a blessing in our lives. You are the special one.
Exclusively on
Nathaniel
Noble Jr. podcast.
Wow.
Wow, 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 wow.
Truth, I don't know where you get all the words from, bro. Words forever. So we're going, so when they, when they put Trump back in the White House, we're going to hire Toots as the press secretary. Oh man, they're gonna be some long media sessions. Dude's gonna explain everything to him with a rhyme.
Wasn't it Jackie Gleason who did the wow 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 wow? Where did I get that from? It's anyway, I don't remember.
I don't even know. So that's cocaine.
Well, it's from somebody other than me. I'm just using it again. Wow, yeah. Wow, 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 wow.
So I'm gonna have to mark this show explicit.
What was the Jackie Gleason show with Art Carney? What was that?
The Honeymooners.
The Honeymooners. Yeah, I'm sure there's a Honeymooners show where Jackie did the wow 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 wow.
Jackie was bang zoom to the moon.
Yes.
A lot of one liners. So yeah, let me see. Is that on the market, that song, or just Rumble?
It's not on the market. I put videos up for everybody to check out. The music I don't really sell the music. I put that up for people.
Well, public service announcement. Huh?
Yeah, these are public service announcements. So there's videos up.
Music
there
from the heart.
And yeah. The book, unfortunately, that's on the market.
Got to pay the New York bills.
That one you got to pay. You got to pay for the book. But the music is all there for everyone to see. And in the book, every one of the chapters. You, on the website has the video of each chapter. So when you read a book, and after you read the book, you go see the movie. So now the movie is done by somebody else. So now you're reading the book. You're seeing kind of what the
writer was talking about. Huh?
Author was telling you, and then you see what the director of the movie, how he interpreted it. Well, in this situation, you're going to read the book. You're going to see what I was talking about. And then you're going to actually see how I interpret it through the movie, because it's the book and the movie all in one. So each chapter has its own little movie, a mini movie. It's the first of its kind, actually.
Cool.
I found out.
So check it out, folks. Check it out.
Yeah.
Joe, any words of wisdom?
I know that I'm going to be buying it. So I think that's pretty wise.
You know what, Joe? I think that was one of the wisest things I've heard you say.
pretty much. It's a little bit better than farting. So, you know, it's pretty much all I've been saying in this show. Yeah. We're going to be farting, so come watch our show. It's going to be great, man.
So world, this was happening with me. This is what happened when you get a bunch of dudes over 40, 50s.
Really?
60s.
Oh, my God.
Together on a talk show. This is what you get in the men's locker room. Well, we're taking it easy.
What happened to grabbing by the cookie? Can't we talk about that? What kind of men am I hanging out
maybe,
with?
Maybe we should bring the girls back because this is going to go off the rails.
I don't think
keep it on the rails.
Going to come back to this. I don't think the girls are going to want to be back for this one.
Keep it on the rails.
Wow. Yeah. So hopefully, actually, the other guys, thank the Lord, are a little younger. So, keep us in line.
So this is a part of the show where I'm supposed to get some positive advice.
Nah, ain't gonna happen.
Yeah, kids, just make sure you keep farting and you'll be great.
This is a show for the young kids. We're gonna be like, and this is what your life is gonna end up like. So you better enjoy yourself while you're young. This is what you're gonna turn into, okay?
And Trump's gonna get killed, so it's gonna be great.
It's gonna be
even better. Oh God.
Man. I shouldn't even say that. God,
yeah, don't even put that in the environment.
Exactly. I don't want
to live and let live.
That was Geraldine.
Yeah. That was me saying the wrong thing, honey.
Take it back.
I'm taking that back.
Yeah.
They're gonna try and do everything to do it.
Hello? I mean, what else do they have left? Good gracious.
Hey.
Tucker Carlson said it best. But they're not going to get that. That ain't going to happen.
Hey,
that ain't
going to happen. I'm just going to mind my business and keep doing my podcast and living good.
But what is everybody else going to do if God forbid the worst happens? I mean,
we're gonna keep praying.
When it happened,
we're not going to talk about that.
Okay.
Good thoughts, everybody.
We're a different America. When JFK got killed, everybody. But now we got people who are loving Hamas. I envision people going on the street saying, "Yeah, he's dead. Yeah, Joe, we're different, America now."
This is the way it's gonna happen. You see, right now you got a lot of people that are giving up on Trump or that don't like Trump. But guess what? This is what Trump. The only reason he is out there doing what is the only reason he's out there doing what he does is because people still support him. It's just like it's like if he went to a rally and nobody showed up, he would be like, you know what, everybody, you think you got this? You don't think I'm gonna do anything? Then you know what, I'm out. He could just leave at any time. He's got over $1 billion. He doesn't need to be doing this. And if he ever does decide to do that because we all gave up on him, we're in trouble. It's not going to be because they got to him. It's going to be because we got to him by not supporting him. It's all in our hands. The world is literally on a precipice of being completely destroyed, and we have all the power. We better get it together. Understand, we got one man that's actually standing in the way of those people and us, because if he goes, we're done. These people are coming after you. If you don't understand how sick you are, this is worse than the 1930s.
They can't kill the MAGA movement. This is true. They can kill a man.
They get rid of him, this movement ain't going anywhere. Believe me when I tell you. I know everybody thinks it is. Just like George Washington, you have a leader. How do you think we won the Revolutionary War? You know how we won the Revolutionary War against the greatest army the world ever seen, the British? We didn't win because we were better. We won because of snipers. We were the Revolutionary War was the first army to have snipers, and they picked off all of their generals. We were picking generals off. All their leaders were going down. That's how we literally won the war.
MAGA, baby.
MAGA. Okay, let me step in. You guys going into the TZB show. This is the Nathaniel Noble
podcast. I haven't started farting yet, so what the hell?
We going to shut this sucker down. We got to shut it down, fellas. Because you guys do not stop talking.
No, we don't. I stopped farting, though, so it's...
I'm glad I'm in California where I don't get a whiff of that noise.
That's why we do this on Zoom, everybody.
Yes.
That's why we come in from different locations.
Yeah, so Toots, where can everybody find your wild show with Gerald
Craig? Wild show. All right. The TZB show, you can find, go just go to tootsiebomb.com. Everything is there. All the different links are there. I want to keep it nice and simple for everyone. Go. That's going to be the hub. Tootsiebomb.com. TOOTZBOMB. Tootsiebomb.com. Go there. You'll see everything there. You'll see my merchandise. You'll see the show times. You'll see the show platforms. You'll see the book. You'll see everything you need to know. It's all on Tootsiebomb.com.
Okay. And for all of my lovely fans and guests and everybody that loves the show, this is my other set of friends. They talk, they cuss, they fart, you know. These are the men's men. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know about that. These are the little, I think we're like turning into little kids' men.
pretty much.
These are the boys.
Yeah, more like boys. Dudes.
The boys.
These are the men to boys. They reversed it. They started off as boys. They went. It was men for a minute. Now they're back to boys.
Yeah, back to the boys.
So
back to
the excuse boys. All the French and all the cussing and fussing and farting, but these are my friends.
Hopefully,
too.
This doesn't come in smell-o-vision. Or really,
these are my friends too, folks. So you gotta love them. Hey, no one was harmed on this broadcast. So I'm gonna have to put a warning on the beginning of this show. It gets wild in here, folks. So don't get used to this on the Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast.
We're trying to drag me back
to the gutter. I'm not there no more, man.
Come on, Nate.
They're trying to bring me down with those big fat New York rats in the gutter. No, I will not go.
Oh man,
poof, be gone.
Yeah, that is awesome. You know, Nate's going to be dragging us all out of this gutter. Because every time I talk to Nate, you know, there's a good couple of days where I'm just a little more calmer, you know?
Yes, that's the spirit I bring to a world. Yeah, calmness. Good, peace of mind from on high, baby.
I love it. Man. I really got
to. From my sanity, I have to have peace.
Yeah, man.
Because
it's awesome,
it's unnecessary to die on crap. Yeah. I'm thriving. And don't forget, live good, folks. Check out your supplements by Live Good. Join me at joinnatenow.com. Check out the 5-minute video, leave your name and email, and we'll get right back to you. I hear sirens in New York background. What's going on out there?
They're coming for the Live Good. They want to live.
If more people took the Live Good, there wouldn't be so many sirens.
I know how they'll be calm like me. There you go. Especially with the magnesium, you'll be mellow. Anyway, hey guys, thanks for coming on the Nathaniel Noble Jr. podcast. It's been fun.
It's been interesting, to say the least.
It's been a wild ride, but hey, I guess we needed this conversation. at least we all ended off the show smiling, not mad.
Oh, yeah. And we're really looking forward to having you. Don't worry, Nate. If you think you're getting away easy, we're going to be having you on the Sunday night. So we're excited.
You know what I'm bringing, baby. Smooth.
Smooth. Yes, we're going to need a nice smooth to get the show off on a really good, on a real good spiritual level. Because this could take a real bad turn for the worst.
I am going to be the barometer of mellow. Are you kidding me? Oh. I am going to continue to be
not
going to
be pretty.
I'm going to be
no, man. It'll be great.
Gerald, I'm going to continue to be the barometer of mellow.
And I'll let you be mellow, honey. So.
Anyway, guys, thanks for coming on again and have a great life.
Nate, I love you, brother. Talk
to love you guys.
Thanks, Nate.
Stay real.
Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast.
Hey, this is Toot Sweet from the TZB Show, and I'd like to give a shout-out to my man Nate Smooth from the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. Get out there and watch it. It's amazing. Love you, Nate.
Thanks for listening to the Nathaniel Noble Jr. Podcast. If you've enjoyed our show, make sure you subscribe and share with your friends. We appreciate every one of you.